I want to thank all the people around the world submitting, listening, and presenting the works. We had half a dozen people presenting online from different countries. You can see that the entries come from all around the world. And we have had more from Iran this year than we could possibly fit in the festival, and more probably than any other country other than the UK. And that's fact. I want to thank all of you this year, both as participants and as jurors. We have never had a festival before, I think, in which every participant was also awesome. And that's an extraordinary achievement. And for 22 of you to manage to sit round and get through it is fabulous. It's the largest we've ever had. And it takes me to my next point of thanks, which is to thank you all for your courtesy. This festival of the various prizes round Europe has a reputation for being the most courteous participant event. People make their criticisms thoughtfully, considerately, and positively. And I think it makes a huge difference to the content of the festival.
Here, here.
My thanks to the team, old and new. Alison, Shija, Peter, most of all Mel. And a huge thank you for the second year running to my chairs, Helen and Nigel. And thank you to all of you for, you know, the smooth running of the jury and 22 people sitting around and all the rest. But I am aware of those two people making sure you all speak, all get to speak, and all shut up. And as traditionally is the case, thank you, gift. For both Nigel.
Oh, no, thank you.
Alongside the awards you know about, the full length, the short form, the audience award that you all need to go and get your mates to go and vote for, every year for the last 3 years or more, we have had Alison and Nigel both support, they offered it, and fund a special award for the Young Producer of the Year. And what they do is they say, we want to see the performed heard, we want to see young producers coming through, we want to see somebody, but you know, you choose, you decide, you work out how to do it, we will just be there to support it. And to be honest, what we almost always do is to say, no, it's back over to you. We look at what the jury has selected, what the jury has, you know, chosen, and go for one of the producers based on your votes and things. But it's a fantastic thing to be able to have. I can't think of any other organisation that can. I think, just say to Melanie, you know, I look at the BBC and their awards, they've got nothing. I think it's a real testament to the event that we have that. And a big thank you to Nigel and Alison.
We're keeping the pig. Yes.
Would you like to introduce the Young Producer Award? Who it goes to and why?
Yes, so the Young Producer Award this year goes to Tia Morgan, who is the producer of, let me get it right, Mixer, Eine Geschichte, oh, you read it. this one.
Mixer, eine Geschichte queerer Beziehungsgewalt.
Thank you very much.
She almost made it onto the shortlist and didn't quite. She's the obvious candidate as for this award. So, short form. This year's winners for the short form go to third place to Adon H. Dot. I'm not sure whether I'm absolutely thrilled or completely devastated to announce the second place. It goes to Timishwara now. The winner quite almost unanimous decision, not quite, but almost, is A Step-by-Step Guide to Carving. Year after year, Christina has sent us fabulous work. And this is another example. But the one thing she has not done is send us herself. And so next year I hope we'll have Christina over from
Sardinia
to join us. Full length. I did check with Melanie, we have got enough trophies. Once in a while this happens, we've got a joint third place. And that goes to Clamber Cat. Yay! New Arch. Yeah. Second place goes to 30 Acres, the RTE play. And I did just check the English for this a few minutes ago. Prize goes to Mother of God,
Banish Beauty.
Thank you all very much. Enjoy the rest of the chips and champagne. I hope to see.
No. Let me just say this. I have nothing to give you at all. But these two people, every year for the past God knows how long, have put on this extraordinary event. And I don't know how we carry it on. It should be carried on. It is the most extraordinary place, the most extraordinary thing that I've ever been to. And I want us to just say thank you to Mel. And thank you to Jonathan.
Thank you all very, very much. I think Mel would agree with me that every year we get to that moment where we say we can do this again. We haven't got any money. Yes, we've got the AFCS sponsorship, but that's all. We're going to have to dig very deep into not very deep coffers of the company to run it. And the only question we ask, is it worth doing it, is will you all come? If we know you're coming,
we'll do it.
Our only reason to worry is, oh my God, will they come? Or will we stand here, the two of us, on our own?
But the point of this all is that you have to actually pass the message on and think about how we carry it.
Yes.
And we need to actually make this happen, because it is the most spectacular time that I've had in the last couple of years, because I've not been here before. And it is for you too. And I think, people have been for a long time. But we need to find some way of making this happen. So just think about that. And thank you again to them for their efforts.
Yes.
Enjoy your chips. Make sure you say goodbye if you leave early.
Yeah. Okay. Bye bye.